All right, let's dive into this deep dive. Tackling stagflation. It's kind of like a scary combo of a stagnant economy
Yeah.
and rising prices.
Right.
It's, working hard, but not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
What's got me like looking into this is that we're
Yeah.
seeing some signs of it popping up, and it's not, it might not just be a US thing. So we're
Right.
gonna break it down, what it
Sure.
means for you
Yeah.
and what's causing these warning, these alarm bells to
Right.
go off.
Okay.
And why is everyone suddenly obsessed with gold?
Yeah, you're right on the money about those alarm bells.
Okay.
It's not just like one or two things. It's a bunch of indicators pointing towards trouble. For example, consumer confidence is plummeting.
Oh, wow.
So people are getting nervous about the
All
economy.
right.
The service sector, which is a huge part of our economy, is also showing signs of weakness. And existing home sales are
Yeah.
slumping. This all kind of screams economic slowdown.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker.
What's that?
It's happening while inflation is still running hot.
So it's like a like you're getting hit on both
It's
sides.
exactly,
So
yeah.
how is this different from a regular recession?
Right. Well, in a normal recession,
Yeah.
you would expect prices to fall as demand weakens,
Okay.
but stagflation throws that out the window.
Right.
So you're getting the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Businesses struggle, people lose jobs,
Right.
but things keep getting more expensive.
Oh, I see.
That's what makes this really difficult to fix because the usual tools like lowering interest rates
Right.
to stimulate the economy could actually make inflation worse.
So you mentioned it's not just a US thing. Where else are we seeing this?
Well, one place that's really raising eyebrows is Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, for years they've been battling deflation, which is the opposite of inflation, where prices keep falling.
Yeah.
But recently, their inflation rate shot up to 4%,
Wow.
which is double their target.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, and it's showing no signs of slowing down.
So Japan having inflation is that's a big turnaround.
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
What's causing that?
It's a complex situation,
Yeah.
but a lot of it comes down to their central bank, the Bank of Japan. They've been trying to stimulate their economy for years by keeping interest rates extremely low. And for a while, it seemed like they were walking this tightrope.
Yeah.
But now, with global inflation pressures and supply chain issues, those chickens are coming home to roost.
Right.
They're trying to downplay the severity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're still claiming they're aiming for 2% inflation,
Okay.
but their actions are telling a different story.
Like what?
Well, they're basically trapped.
How are they trapped?
They're intervening in the currency market to keep the yen weak,
Okay.
which makes their exports cheaper. And theoretically boost their economy. It's a tactic that's been used before, but
Yeah.
it's risky because
Latter.
it can fuel inflation.
I see.
And here's the thing.
What's that?
This yen carry trade,
Yeah.
where investors borrow cheap yen and invest elsewhere, it's actually a huge part of the global financial system.
Oh, wow.
So if Japan's situation spirals out of control,
Yeah.
those investors might pull back,
Right.
and the ripple effects could trigger a domino effect across global markets.
Okay, so we've got these warning signs popping up globally.
Right.
What's the average person supposed to do?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amidst all this economic doom and gloom,
Yeah.
there's one asset that's historically performed well during times of uncertainty and inflation.
Is that gold?
Gold. So are people like
Yeah.
stocking up on gold bars?
Well, some might be,
Yeah.
but there's other ways to invest in gold.
Like what?
We're seeing a surge in demand for things like gold coins,
No.
bullion,
Okay.
but also in gold stocks.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Which are companies that mine gold.
So if gold's doing well, shouldn't those companies be doing even better?
Logically, yes.
Yeah.
And in many cases, they
Like.
are seeing incredible earnings growth, like hundreds of percent year-over-year increases.
Okay.
But here's the strange part.
What?
Their stock prices aren't reflecting this growth.
Really?
Yeah, some are even going down.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why would a company's stock go down if their earnings are skyrocketing?
Well, it's a classic case of what's called buy the rumor, sell the
I've
facts.
heard of
The
that.
market gets excited about the potential for gold to do well, driving up prices
Yeah.
before those earnings reports come out.
Right.
But then when those reports confirm the good news,
Yeah.
some investors decide to cash in their profits
Okay.
which leads to a dip in the stock price.
So they're betting on the hype rather than the actual performance.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there's another layer to this.
Oh, really? What?
That's even more interesting.
Tell me more.
The market is hyper-focused on the rising costs of mining gold right now.
Yeah, I guess with inflation that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they seem to be overlooking the bigger picture.
What's that?
The price of gold itself
okay.
is rising much faster than those costs.
Okay.
Meaning these gold mining companies are actually incredibly undervalued.
So for someone who's, you know, trying to protect their savings
yeah.
from inflation, are gold stocks a good option?
They certainly warrant a closer look.
Okay.
It's yeah. not a guaranteed win,
right, okay.
of course.
Yeah.
But understanding the dynamics at play can help you make informed decisions.
Okay.
But there's another big player
yeah.
in this whole economic drama that we need to discuss.
Who's that?
The Federal Reserve.
Right, the Fed, the ones that control interest rates.
Yeah, yeah.
And try to keep the economy stable.
Right. What role do they play in all this?
A huge one.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they've kind of painted themselves into a corner.
Remember that 2% inflation target they set a while back?
Vaguely. Remind me.
It was back in 2012.
Okay.
They created this target to justify their easy money policies,
mm-hmm.
which were meant to stimulate the economy after the 2008 financial crisis.
Right.
But now inflation is way above that target.
Yeah.
And expectations are becoming unanchored.
What does that mean?
It means people are starting to lose faith in their ability to control it.
So they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, they can't really raise interest rates
right.
to fight inflation without potentially making the recession worse.
Yeah.
And they can't just ignore inflation
right.
because that erodes everyone's purchasing power.
Yeah, it sounds like there are no good options.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a no-win situation.
So this is why you called this the deep dive.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to this than just yeah. prices are going up.
Right. It's a whole web of interconnected factors.
We've got Japan's inflation woes,
mm-hmm.
gold making a comeback.
Yeah.
The Fed caught in this dilemma.
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Well, let's take a closer look at how all of this is playing out in the real world.
Okay.
And a great example of that is what just happened in the recent German election.
Germany. What happened?
Essentially, voters, frustrated with the economic hardship they were facing, delivered a crushing defeat
mm-hmm.
to the incumbent party.
What?
It's a trend we're seeing globally.
Really?
Where people are increasingly dissatisfied
okay.
with the way governments are handling the economy.
So economic struggles lead to political upheaval.
Often, yes.
Wow.
When people's wallets are hurting,
yeah.
they start looking for change.
Right.
And that can have a profound impact
yeah.
on the political landscape.
This is giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners are too.
It's a lot to process, for sure.
We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive into stagflation.
Yeah, we've barely scratched the surface.
Any final thoughts before we move on to part two?
It's this. While stagflation is a serious issue
yeah.
with potentially far-reaching consequences,
yeah.
it also presents opportunities
oh, okay.
by understanding what's driving it and how different assets react.
Mm.
You can make smarter decisions to protect yourself.
Okay.
And maybe even come out ahead.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's about being proactive.
Stay tuned for part two, this deep dive, where we'll continue to explore the complexities of stagflation.
We'll delve deeper into how it affects you personally.
And what it means for your financial well-being.
We'll give you some actionable strategies
to navigate these challenging times.
Oh, stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our deep dive into stagflation.
All right. So we left off talking about the Federal Reserve.
Right.
How they're trapped by their own 2% inflation target.
Yeah.
What makes this such a tough situation?
It's fascinating, you know.
Yeah.
How an arbitrary number can create such a bind.
Right.
This 2% target wasn't some economic law. It was a choice they made.
Right.
And now, with inflation far exceeding it,
mm-hmm.
they're hesitant to deviate because
yeah.
that would mean admitting their policies aren't working.
So they're worried about, like, their credibility?
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't clinging to this outdated target riskier?
It is, yeah.
Than just adapting to the current situation?
Precisely.
Oh.
If they just try to force inflation back down to 2%
right.
using their usual playbook?
Yeah.
It could backfire.
In what way?
Imagine them hiking interest rates aggressively.
Okay.
That might slow down inflation,
mm-hmm.
but it could also slam the brakes mm-hmm. on an already slowing economy.
Right.
Maybe even pushing us deeper into recession.
And on the flip side, if they just let inflation run wild,
yeah.
that's not good either.
No, absolutely not.
What happens then?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
When prices keep going up, your paycheck doesn't go as far.
Right.
Your savings lose value.
Yeah.
Businesses struggle to plan for the future.
So it's just like uncertainty.
And breeds uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah.
And it can even lead to social unrest.
It's like a lose-lose situation.
It is, yeah.
Is there any way out?
Well, there are no easy answers.
Right.
But some economists are saying
Yeah.
that the Fed needs to ditch this rigid 2% target.
Okay.
They're saying a more flexible approach is needed, one that acknowledges the unique challenges
Right.
of stagflation.
So basically, admit they were wrong and just adjust.
Yeah, pretty much. Others are suggesting that,
Yeah.
monetary policy alone can't solve this.
Okay.
They say fiscal policy needs to step up.
What does that even mean?
Fiscal policy refers to
Okay.
the government's spending and taxation policies.
Right.
So basically, the government could step in with targeted spending programs
Okay.
to stimulate specific sectors of the economy.
So instead of the Fed just like messing with interest rates,
Yeah.
the government could just directly intervene.
Exactly.
Okay.
Of course, that's a whole other can of worms because
Right.
it raises questions about government intervention, debt.
Yeah, political will. It
Exactly.
sounds really complicated.
It is, yeah.
But,
Yeah.
you know, at the end of the day,
Yeah.
this is about real people.
Absolutely.
This isn't just like a theory.
Right.
This is people's lives.
Stagflation isn't just an economic term,
Yeah.
it's a lived reality
Right.
for a lot of people.
Imagine families struggling to put food on the table, you know?
Exactly. Prices are skyrocketing. Their
Yeah.
jobs are at risk.
Right. It's a recipe for hardship.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And it can have a ripple effect throughout communities.
It's a good reminder that economics isn't just about numbers.
Right.
It's about people.
It's about people's livelihoods,
Yeah.
hopes,
Wow.
dreams.
Okay, so while we wait to see how the Fed and the government
Yeah.
handle this,
Yeah.
I want to bring us back to something we talked about earlier,
Okay.
gold and gold stocks. You mentioned they often perform well during times of uncertainty.
They do. Yeah.
Why is that?
Gold has a long history as a safe haven asset.
Okay.
Unlike paper currencies, which can be printed endlessly
Right.
and lose value due to inflation,
Yeah.
gold is a finite resource with
Okay.
intrinsic value.
So people flock to it when they,
When they lose faith
yeah.
in traditional financial systems.
And gold stocks, those are the companies that mine the gold.
That's right.
Okay. And what's interesting is that even though the price of gold is going up,
Yeah.
a lot of these companies are still undervalued.
They are, yeah.
We talked about the buy the rumor, sell the fact thing. Is there more to it than that?
There is, yeah.
Why are these companies not reflecting the surge?
Part of it is just short-sightedness.
Okay.
The market sees rising production costs due to inflation,
Yeah.
and they get spooked, but they're missing the forest for the trees.
Really?
The price of gold itself is
Yeah.
outpacing those rising costs. Okay.
So these companies are actually becoming more profitable.
So it's a potential opportunity for investors who are willing to,
To look beyond the headlines
yeah.
and understand the underlying dynamics.
Okay. It could be. Yeah. So there are ways to not just protect your wealth during stagflation,
Right.
but to grow it.
Potentially, yeah.
It's all about being strategic
It
and
is.
understanding how things work.
Exactly. And of course, there are always risks
Of course.
involved with investing.
Right.
So, you know, do your research,
Yeah.
talk to a financial advisor.
This has been really insightful.
I'm glad you're finding it helpful.
We've covered so much.
We have, yeah.
Global warning signs, Fed's dilemma, what we can do to protect ourselves.
Right.
Any final thoughts before we move on?
Yeah, let's talk about the impact of stagflation
Okay.
on the political landscape.
We touched on that earlier
We did, yeah.
with the German election, as
Oh.
that's something we're seeing more broadly. We're seeing a global wave of political upheaval
Wow.
fueled by economic anxiety.
So when people are struggling,
Yeah.
they feel like the system isn't working,
Right.
they look for change.
They do, yeah.
And that change can come in the form of,
Populist movements
okay.
or a shift away from established political parties.
So economic hardship can
It can create a breeding ground.
for political instability.
Exactly.
And this isn't just in developing countries.
No, we're seeing it in advanced economies as well.
Remember Brexit? A
Exactly.
lot of that was fueled by economic concerns.
It was, yeah.
Because stagflation, it's not just our wallets,
Right.
it can impact like the foundations.
It can shake the very foundations of our political systems.
So much to unpack here.
It is, yeah.
We've got the Fed in a bind, gold shining bright,
right.
Political landscapes shifting.
It's a lot.
What else is there?
Well, let's talk about what individuals can do
to
navigate these turbulent times.
All right, what can we do?
Because even though these forces seem huge, there are steps we can take to protect ourselves.
Okay, let's dive into that. All right, so what can we do to deal with this stagflation thing?
Well, one of the most fundamental things is focusing on reducing expenses.
Yeah.
It might seem obvious.
Right.
But it's amazing how much we spend without even realizing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I do.
Take a close look at your budget. See where you can trim the fat.
So like, you know, cutting back on those daily lattes.
Exactly.
Maybe canceling a subscription.
Right.
That you don't even use.
Little things add up.
Yeah.
You can also try negotiating better deals on things like internet, insurance.
Yeah.
Shop around for more affordable options.
It's being more mindful about where your money is going.
Exactly. Okay. But cutting back is only one side of the equation.
Right. What's the other side?
Finding ways to increase your income.
Okay. That's easier said than done.
It can be challenging.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible.
Okay. So like what?
Think about negotiating a raise at your current job.
Okay.
Or exploring opportunities for advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe taking on a side hustle.
Right.
Freelancing.
So many online platforms now.
There are. Yeah.
You can just offer your services.
Yeah. It's never been easier to create multiple income streams.
Okay. So we talked about cutting back.
Uh-huh.
We talked about making more money.
Right.
What about investing?
It can be a good idea.
Okay.
But it requires a different approach than during a normal economic cycle.
All right. How so?
During stagflation, you want to focus on assets that tend to perform well in inflationary environments.
So like gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gold is often seen as a hedge against inflation because it tends to hold its value when currencies are losing purchasing power.
Yeah.
And as we discussed, gold stocks can also be an interesting option because many of those companies are undervalued despite rising gold prices.
So there are ways to not just protect your wealth, but to grow it.
That's right.
During stagflation.
It's all about being strategic.
Okay.
And understanding how different asset classes behave during different economic cycles.
But to do your research.
Absolutely. Do your research.
Think, yeah.
Consult with a financial advisor if you need to.
This has been a really insightful deep dive.
I'm glad you found it helpful.
We've covered so much. Global warning signs, Fed's dilemma, how to protect ourselves.
Right.
Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Stay informed.
Okay.
Stay adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
And don't panic.
Don't panic.
Remember, economic cycles are a part of life.
Yeah.
We've been through tough times before.
Right.
We'll get through them again.
Yeah.
The key is to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Make informed decisions.
Okay.
And focus on what you can control.
That's great advice.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into stagflation.
It was my pleasure.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And the more you understand about what's happening, the better equipped you'll be to make smart choices for yourself and your family.
Couldn't agree more.
That's it for this deep dive.
Until next time.